This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. Our next parable or similitude, we now move to Surah Al-Ra'd, and it occurs in verse number 14. And it occurs at the end of one of the most oft-recited passages in the whole Qur'an. It's a very famous passage of the Qur'an, which begins with, Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu untha wa ma taghidu al-arham wa ma tazdad. This entire passage, it illustrates Allah's infinite knowledge and Allah's infinite power. In this series of verses, Allah Azza wa Jalla emphasizes that He knows everything. He knows what is inside the womb of the mother. He knows when it will give birth. He knows what is going to happen to the child. And everything happens with Allah's qadr. And Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, it doesn't matter if you keep your thought in your soul. مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلِ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ. Or you speak it out loud. It doesn't matter if you do something in the middle of the night or if you do something in the broad daylight. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows it. And Allah says, لَهُمْ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهُ مِّن خَلْفِهِ. There are angels that are surrounding you. They're protecting you from the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah wills that those angels protect you. لَهُمْ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِن خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُ مِّن أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. And then that famous phrase, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah does not change the status of a people until they change what is in themselves. If there is a blessing that you have, then you no longer have that blessing. Allah is saying the reason for that, something happened within yourself. Something happened within you that caused that blessing to be taken away. Allah does not take a blessing away. Allah does not change your situation from good to bad or bad to good unless something has happened within you. And then Allah says that if Allah wants to bring a punishment to someone, no one can prevent that punishment. Then Allah mentions the lightning and the thunder and the clouds. And Allah says, يُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Even the thunder, it is screaming His praise. Everything is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the parable comes. لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ. To Him belongs دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ. This is a very interesting phrase because it can be interpreted in two ways. Both of them are valid. Allah says, da'watul haqq, even though the verse is about dua, but He uses da'wah. Da'wah here can mean to Allah belongs the call of truth. In other words, Allah's da'wah is the real da'wah. What is Allah's da'wah? Ibn Abbas said, the da'wah of Allah is la ilaha illallah. What is Allah calling to? Lahu da'watul haqq. So the first translation, to Allah belongs the ultimate da'wah. Whatever Allah calls you to, that is al-haq. And then you can flip it around. The Arabic allows you to do that. لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ. When you call to Allah, that is the dua. That is the dua of haq. Both are allowed by this verse here. So the first translation, Allah's call, the da'wah, is the true call. The second translation, calling upon Allah is the only truth. You should not call upon anybody else. لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ. So dua is made to Allah and only to Allah. And this is of the fundamentals of our religion that no two Muslims should ever disagree about. We only ask Allah. We only make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah says in the Quran, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَعْدًا. And whoever makes dua to other than Allah Azza wa Jal has indeed transgressed against the rights of Allah. Then Allah gives this parable. لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن those who make dua to others besides Allah, لا يستجيبون لهم بشيء. They will never respond to those duas with anything. بشيء. It's a negation of the smallest amount of good. No dua to other than Allah will get you anything. Not even partially. لا يستجيبون بشيء. Then Allah gives the parable. كباسط كفيه إلى الماء ليبلغ فاه. Like the one who is stretching his hand straight out to the water, thinking that simply by stretching his hand to the water, لِيَبْلُغَ فَاهُ, the water is going to come into his mouth.
So the parable, in fact, Qatada says the parable is the one in the desert. He sees a mirage. It's not even real. He sees the mirage in the desert. And he puts his hand flat out. And he thinks simply by stretching his hand outward, miraculously, that water, according to one interpretation, the mirage water, which is more befitting because the idols are not real. Those that they make to dua besides Allah don't even exist. It's a figment of their imagination, as Allah says, that that what you call besides Allah, illa asma'an sammaytumuha, they're names, they're imaginary names that you have invented. So, the one who makes dua to other than Allah, his example is like the one wandering in the desert. He sees the mirage of water, and he thinks by putting his hand outward, also basliti kafay. So even if he's in front of actual water, you have to put your hand in a cup, and you have to bring it to your mouth. Allah is saying his hand is outstretched flat. So even if it's real water, even if the person they're making dua to actually exists, so people mistakenly make dua to the prophets, they make dua to Jesus. Should not be make dua to Jesus. They might actually be there, but the parable then applies. Even if he's real, even if that entity is there, it's like the person stretching his hand flat. And he sees the water, and he thinks simply by stretching it, some miracle is going to bring the water into his mouth. Allah is saying that وَمَا هُوَ بِبَالِغِ, it's never going to get to his mouth. وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ, and the dua of those who reject Allah is always going to be in dalal, in misguidance. So the parable here is very powerful. It shows the foolishness of those who are making dua to other than Allah, and it paints the picture of somebody who's lost his senses, who thinks that by doing something, and by the way, the stretching of the hands also indicates the posture of dua, because every faith, Christians do it this way, Muslims do it this way, every faith, the hands are involved in asking. So there's the element of stretching your hand out, and you think that you're going to get something. And Allah says, when you stretch your hand to other than Allah, when you make dua to other than Allah, it's like the person who stretches his hand, and there is water, or it's imaginary water, and he thinks that simply by doing this, something is going to come into his mouth. Nothing is going to happen. Absolutely nothing when you make dua to other than Allah. It is your own delusion and your own imagination. So do not make dua to other than Allah. لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ, to him and him alone dua is made. And inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وَكَذَاكَ نَسْأَلُكَ الثَّبَاتَ فَإِنَّهَا فِتَنٌ تَجِي بِالشَّيْبِ لِلشُّبَّانِ يَا رَبِّ وَاخْتُمْ بِالتُّقَى أَعْمَالَنَا حَتَّى نُسَاقَ لِرَوْضَةٍ وَجِنَانِ.